What's up, guys? What's going on? I'm Paul. This is Pauline Theology's Daily Devo, and we are going through Genesis 34, 5 through 24. We're going to see the results of what happened in last episode, where the daughter of Jacob, Dinah, was violated by the Shechem, by one of the men of the city. And so we're going to see the fallout of what happens. If you haven't checked it out, if you haven't read it yet, go ahead and read 34, 5 through 24. And if you have, then we'll go ahead and discuss the four questions, man. So what is this actually saying? What's going on in the story? Well, it looks like we talked about how Hamar and Shechem loves this woman in his heart. Yeah, he feels this lust that he has for us so strong that he wants to marry her. So he asks his dad, Hamar, to go talk to Jacob. And so that's what they go do. They go and they talk to Jacob. And when Jacob hears about it, this is a little bit before that, but when Jacob hears about him, he don't say anything until the sons come back about it. But the Hamar and Shechem are there, and they talk to Jacob, and they ask. He says, man, the heart of my son clings to your daughter, man. Give her in marriage, please. And then he goes on to say that Shechem, he continues on and he goes on and says he'll do anything, like any price you pay. He's like, we'll do it. Whatever it is, man. They want to marry their daughters together. They want to go ahead and make them a united people. But whatever price the price is, he said, just say it and we will do it, man. And I will do it, actually, because it's Shechem who makes this claim. And he's like, because I want to marry your daughter. And so then we move and we see that the brothers, when they heard about this thing, they got angry. They were mad. They were grieved in spirit. But then they were angry, which rightfully they have. They have the right to be, because this is a thing that should not ever be done. And that's the thing that they say, is that what has happened in Dinah is something that is should never be done. It's not a thing that's done in Israel. This is not the policy of Israelites to go around violating women. And so they are angry. They are mad. And so when Shechem asks that he would marry their sister, you know, they like, no, this is not happening. And so what they do is they deploy a plan. They go out and they tell him, yeah, you can't marry our daughter right now, our sister, because this is not what we do in Israel. If you're not circumcised, then you can't marry within us. And he's like, so do this. If you circumcise all of the men of the city, then we will allow you to marry our daughters. We'll be one people, one tribe. We'll be all of these things, he says, we will allow to happen if you circumcise yourself. And so, dude, Shechem's like, yeah, bro, I'm going to do that. Let's get it. And so he goes and he talks to the men of the city and he says to them, hey, we got these guys that are peaceful among us that we should be able to share in their booty and their wealth. He's like, what we can do is marry their daughters. You know, he's trying to make it interesting for them. He's trying to let them know that what he's proposing is beneficial. And he goes on to say other stuff like it's not only are we marrying their daughters, plenty of women. He's like, but we're also going to be able to trade with them, plenty of goods. We're also going to be able to take their cattle and their sheep and their cattle, their cows, their livestock. He's like, yeah, there's plenty of food, wealth, all coming to him. He's like, we'll be able to trade with them and do all these things here with them. Plus, there's plenty of space, man. We got plenty of space for them here. Let them come on through. And it says because he's such an influential man in the city, one of the princes of the city has high standing. Well, everybody thought that it sounded like a good idea. And then also he has such influence and power that they decided to agree with anyway, that's what they all do. they say, okay, sounds good to me. Sounds gravy. Let's go ahead and do it. And so they all get circumcised. Every man that was at the gates. And there's every man at the gates. These are like the people who like are like politicians, hold spots of influence, but also the warriors, everybody who was able to fight, everybody who was able to carry a sword or a sling or a stick or something to be able to whip up on folks. They were all there. And so that means every person in the army was on bed sick because they just got circumcised, man. Now, what is this saying about God? I think, and this was difficult again, just to think about this, but it is very difficult to wonder, like, where is God in this picture? What is he doing? Where is he at? Because of the events that are occurring. Because not only is one wrong being perpetrated, but now another wrong is about to be perpetrated. It says that the sons of Jacob were acting deceitfully, that they were speaking deceitfully when they were making this treaty or this proposition. I mean, I can understand why they would, because of the thing that they did to Dinah. And so the sons of Israel begin to hatch this scheme and this plan. But we're wondering, like, God, what are you saying? Is this okay? What is about to go down? Like, what are you speaking? Are you condoning? But I just want to remind us again that this is not a thing that we are condoned, that God is condoning, that we are to look at and say that God is condoning these things, man. This is the narrator just telling it in the raw. He's allowing the events to take place. He's showing us what these sons of Israel did, specifically Simon and specifically Levi. But again, we can look and see in the future and see that Levi, man, one in whom the entire lineage of priests come out of, can have grace despite what's going to happen. Now, I haven't given any spoiler alerts because we don't know what's happening if you haven't read ahead. But if you have read ahead, you know what's about to occur. But even in the tragedy of what these men do, God still uses them. He still uses their family. And so if we look in that aspect, then we can say that God is in sovereign control and shows infinite grace. Shows infinite grace. What does this say about man? It's the emotions. They're letting them control us. As people, our anger can destroy lives, as we're about to see. The anger of the brothers is going to cause tragedy, huge tragedy to occur. We see the lust of Shechem in the earlier incident and last episode, and how this ruins and starts a snowball of events that occur that aren't the best things to happen. And then the greed of the people we see, and this not necessarily emotion, but is allowing the lusts of the flesh, the pride of the life, and the lust of the eyes to take control of us. And now it looks like that these men are duped to getting circumcised because they want the money and the power and the possessions and the women that the sons of Jacob can provide. And if this is true, if this is said about God and man, then how can we apply these things to our lives? Well, first off, don't let our emotions control us. Don't let them rule over us. Allow for God's sovereignty, which we talked about, how God moves even in the most difficult situations, even in times where things are far, far beyond what we may be able to bear or hold up on our own. And God is still sovereign over these things. And so allow His Spirit to strengthen us to walk forward another step. Don't let these emotions rule over us. But secondly, I think that we should remind ourselves that even in our faltering, even in our breaking down, even in our struggle to control these emotions, because we will fall. That is just the nature of sinful man. But as we do fall, remember that God's grace is still there. His love is still pouring out over us, and that we can find our hope and repentance and forgiveness in Jesus. I don't know who needs to hear this today, but I do know that God is for you. His grace is over you, and his love is lavishly pouring out on you. I appreciate you guys for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.